Bloomberg Law with June Grosso and Michael Best. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
It's time now for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host June Grosso discusses Donald Trump's leaked 1995 tax returns. She speaks with Edward McCaffrey, a professor at the USC Gould School of Law, and Howard Abrams, a professor at the University of San Diego School of Law.
Edward, tax law can get very complex and technical. Explain what the claim is here.
Thank you, June, and that's exactly right. It's very complex. It's very technical. And because we're talking about Donald Trump, we're talking about something that is huge. So the hugeness of it is this tax loss, almost $1 billion, more than $1 billion in current terms and current values, a $1 billion tax loss in 1995. What we don't know is where that loss came from. It could have come from Donald Trump's own money, but I think that's extremely unlikely. Donald Trump tends not to use his own money. He's not using his own money on the campaign. He tends to invest in a leveraged way, using other people's money. So it's possible that this $1 billion tax loss is the result of sophisticated financial and tax planning, meaning that Donald Trump never paid any taxes on the $1 billion that generated this loss, and he gets to use the loss, as you described, for 18 years, 15 years going forward. So from 1995 to 2010, Donald Trump could have earned $900 million and not paid a penny. Rolling back the clock, he may never have paid any tax on the money that went into that.
So, Howard, that initial money may not have even come from Trump?
That's right. The money may have come from lenders, which in the real estate industry, particularly in the 90s, was very, very common and remains common to this day. We can't know exactly what happened until we see his return. But there is one more fact we have to add. If you can do what has just been suggested, you can deduct other people's money, then when you walk away from the loan, whatever you deducted comes back as income, which means the only income that is being offset by the phantom losses are the phantom income. So except for a few years, and presumably it would just be a few years of deferral, there isn't the kind of benefit people are suggesting. He is not writing off $900 million of other people's money and then not paying money back and keeping the losses. Our system just doesn't work that way.
And as Howard Abrams, a professor at the University of San Diego School of Law, and Edward McCaffrey, a professor at the USC Gould School of Law, speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grosso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 4:30 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And Karen, among the top stories this morning from Bloomberg Law, the U.S. Supreme Court has sidestepped a clash over the multi-billion-dollar college sports business. The High Court refused to consider whether the NCAA has violated federal antitrust law by restricting athlete compensation. The justices turned away appeals from both the NCAA and 20 former athletes who sued over the rights to their names and images.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekday afternoons at 4:30 p.m. Eastern in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.